Hour number two begins. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, Tibet, Nepal, that whole area, massive flooding there. 273 dead so far, 100 still missing. It is going to be a mess for some time. Actor Tim Curry has passed away at the age of 80, probably best known, at least to people in our generation, as Dr. Frankenfurter. Let's do the Time Warp Again, Rocky Horror Picture Show, which I'm sure if Tim was around and you talked to him about it, he might be somewhat proud about that performance, but I'm sure he's done a lot more and more serious work than that.
If that was your only career, well, yeah.
But it was a cult. I mean, cult classic.
Still is, I think.
People would throw toast at the screen and do all kinds of stuff throw rice at it, and everybody would play along and
do all the parts. Lines. They would dress up.
Yep. I mean, I saw it twice. That was enough. I'm like, okay, I get it. Yeah, it was fun. Yep. I enjoyed it. But I had other things to do, you know? Playing baseball, chasing girls, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Priorities. Priorities, I say. Letitia James.
Oh,
what?
Man.
What? Why? What?
Is she back?
Yeah. And just when you say, you know, she probably should keep her pie hole zippeth.
Yeah.
The New York Attorney General said the U.S. Postal Service and the president do not, quote, have jurisdiction over the elections. This is that recent ruling that came out that said that the United States Post Office can play a role in making sure that, you know, only the people who are supposed to be getting these absentee or mail-in ballots actually receive them.
Hmm.
The Democrats fought against that. It's another one of those, well, of course you want anything put into place that would allow your election to have more integrity, right? You want to try to close off any avenues for possible cheating that could go on. And I would think in a normal world, everybody would be against, you know, the ability to cheat in an election.
Mm-hmm.
But it I'm telling you, the Democrats fight these things tooth and nail. And what else can you derive from that other than to say, okay, so they're basically admitting that they're cheating and still want the ability to do it.
Well, sadly, you have memes that will come out that are so realistic in the sense that if Republicans were getting dead people and illegals to vote, the Democrats would fix it immediately.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's
absolutely
not the case.
True. Yeah. Yep. James said, I and my Democratic attorneys general will continue to challenge this rule because this rule will create nothing but chaos and confusion in the state of North Carolina. In less than 11 days, they will mail out ballots to individuals who are in the armed forces as well as citizens in the U.S. And it's critically important that individuals understand that the only reason why this rule was created is because individuals, particularly those in the White House, believe that they cannot run on their record and therefore they have to steal this election.
Wow.
They call you what they are. The oldest in the Karl Marx playbook comes out once again. No, you know it's not true. Look, we've got the, you know, the SAVE Act, where, you know, if just a couple of Democrats, a few Democrats would be supportive of it, other than John Fetterman, they need more than that, then we could make it so you have to have, you know, photo ID and proof of citizenship, and that would prevent a lot of fraud that's taking place in elections. Why would you be against that? And the Democrats, and she's trying to say that somehow, somehow the Republicans are going to try to manipulate things so that they win the election. Yeah, that's one way. Hey, have an honest election full of integrity. Yeah. That and then the Republicans will steal the election.
Remember how they were saying the thing the Republicans wanted to do would squash voting in Georgia? And it was a record turnout.
Yes.
It's like, you people just make up stuff.
And again, that's a great example. And she goes on to say this is nothing more than an attempt to suppress the right to vote.
Oh, my
same
goodness.
Thing that they constantly say. Who is it suppressing? Oh. Illegal immigrants suppressing their right to vote, suppressing cheaters' right to run the same ballot through a machine multiple times, which basically there's a big court case about that going on in California right now where the sheriff is holding all the ballots. And he said, hey, there's a lot less ballots here than there are what the machine said.
And never mind the hundreds or thousands of ballots where they only voted for the president and nobody else.
Yeah.
Nothing suspicious here. Right.
Letitia James went on to say, let's be clear, the United States Postal Service and the President of these United States does not have jurisdiction over the elections. She's correct. They don't have jurisdiction over them. Each state individually has jurisdiction over their election process. But can the post office be used in a helpful way to maintain the an election that is fair? Yes, they can be, and a judge even ruled that that's the case. She said it is the state's rights. It's in the Constitution. Yeah, as far as jurisdiction.
Right.
And that's why it's critically important that individuals understand that states have the power and the duty and the responsibility to administer elections, not just administer elections, do everything within their power to make sure those elections have integrity. Have they done everything they can to get all the dead people off the rolls? In many jurisdictions that are run by Democrats, the answer is no. Have they updated a lot of this information? In many places, the answer is no. So are they taking that responsibility to administer elections? Are they taking it seriously? Are they doing their due diligence? And in many places, the answer is no. And in some, it's absolutely no. So she's wrong once again, you know, you shouldn't be shocked by it. Isn't she the same one that brought the case against Donald Trump that said, oh, yeah, you're valuing Mar-a-Lago, for instance, at way above its value.
How crazy was that?
And she knew a New York jury, no matter what, putting Trump up there, they're going to just, so they just rammed it through.
It's amazing.
Yeah, but yet they still attempt to like point at Republicans and say you're weaponizing government.
Right.
And it's just, again, they call you what they are, and they've been doing this for a while now. And the only people that either aren't aware or don't want to pay attention to that fact is the lefty media.
Mm-hmm.
What's China been up to? Oh, they're always busy. Busy.
Mm-hmm.
Satellite photographs have revealed new construction on Yagong Island. This is in the South China Sea. China is constructing a major military base, it is believed, that will consolidate its grip on the disputed South China Sea islands. So several structures there on the reef resemble other military radar early warning facilities seen elsewhere in the South China Sea. So it's obvious, you know, that's what they're doing. Now, you think these are tiny little spots, and when you look at the South China Sea, yeah. But if you get a little bit closer, one of them that they basically built is now 4 miles long and covers almost 1,500 acres.
Wow.
It's big enough to accommodate a 9,000-foot runway. And its lagoon could become the largest harbor in the area. The expanded reef is big enough to host surveillance installations, missile batteries, electronic warfare facilities, and underground storage complex. Underground.
So you're saying they're not
in the ocean.
They're not building condos here.
Doesn't appear to be the case.
Okay.
Well, no, because they had that huge housing bust.
Oh, yeah.
That has cost them economically big time. They've built building after building after building, and then there's nobody to live in them.
You can actually find documentaries of basically empty towns. I mean, whole sections that were built, and there's nobody there.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Thursday. It's 7:16 coming up next. Your chance to weigh in, to air it out, to hopefully feel better when it's all said and done. What's bugging you? It is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. Don't be shy. What's bugging you? 877-975-9825. Wow, here we are. Another great day. We're calling it Thursday for now. Welcome to it. It is 7:22. It's the Bob Rose Show. Craig Cassidy is here. Time now for What's Bugging You? A chance to call in, air it out, get it off your chest, hopefully feel better. Yep, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. Kaffer Carroll, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning. Oh, by the way, happy birthday, Greg.
Thank you.
What's bugging me is there's another scheme. A billionaire from Switzerland has put in over $100 million to try to promote, to get out the non-white vote, which is heavily Democrat. And people maybe don't realize our county is at the heart of some of this wokeness, and we have received a bunch of money. Matter of fact, our supervisor of elections was on a board of directors of only 10 supervisors of elections nationwide on Zuckerberg's group that put out all kinds of millions of dollars to get out the Democrat vote.
And, yeah, in fact, they even changed the rules after that, realizing that, yeah, they're not, that's not right. So yeah, people definitely need to be aware of that. Good morning, Tan. What's bugging you?
Yeah, on Highway 19. I live out towards Cedar Key, driving to Crystal River every day. I wish people would turn their headlights on at 6:30 in the morning. Maybe they can see, but we can't see them coming up with these dark colored vehicles and all these woods. They just kind of blend in. So turn the headlights on. You know, it's really a safety issue. Thanks.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah. We've railed on that for years. We still scratch our heads and don't understand it. Severe thunderstorms coming down. Yeah. It's dark. People don't have their headlights on. Dusk and dawn. It's like, yeah, mm-hmm. I can barely see the road. I'm okay. It's like, people need to be able to see you, dummy.
Or they think because they've got daytime running lights on their headlights, they don't necessarily have them in the back. Or they think because their dash lights are on, all their other lights are on, and they're not. They need to get more consistent in that.
Yeah. But they're not paying attention because they're busy on their smartphone, and that lights up really nice.
Yeah, real. Yeah, right.
Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Oh, man. The absolutely broken state of our government and injustice system. The long, long, long awaited trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the mastermind of 9/11, is coming up in June of 2028. Now, if this doesn't glaringly and sickeningly and totally point to the broken, evil state of our government, there's nothing that will. I had to repeat that. It's sick. Very sick. Thank you.
No. Thank you, John. Good morning, Bridget. What's bugging you?
Well, gosh, guys, we just had a local primary election and school board. Nobody realizes that you have to get 50% plus one. So there is four of us in the race, and there is a runoff. So I am in the runoff, and nobody knows it because they think it doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of confusion on that because it's like a nonpartisan race. It's like, oh, yeah, I voted for that. It's over. But no, it's not. So pay attention, my friends, and we will also try to get the word out as well. Helen, good morning. What's bugging you?
I work for a doctor's office, and when I come in every morning, I listen to all my messages so I can call the patients back. They talk so fast. They may have some name like Shibanu Smith, and they'll spell Smith. They won't give me a date of birth. They won't even give me a hint. And then they say their phone number so fast that the average I spend is, I listen to the message five times.
Wow.
Trying to figure it out. I'm real good about picking up just a couple of things and going on my computer and trying to match some of the numbers with what I got.
Yeah, but it's amazing how nonchalant some people are. It's like, wait, this is a message that benefits you. Speak clearly, enunciate. especially, you know, the date of birth is the most important thing when right. the doctor's office is trying to search information.
And I leave my number twice just because, you know, if people aren't necessarily writing it down at that moment when you start to give something, I always give the number
twice. Well, and everything's digital now, so you just get a tiny little glitch and you don't get the number in there. Yep. Good morning, Dan. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Tailgating at stop signs and traffic lights.
Yes.
Yeah, tailgate at the football games.
Yes.
Yeah, not on the roadway.
No.
Bro, Andrew, what's bugging you?
Hey, what's bugging me? Are we prepared enough not to have an Abbey Gate in downtown Manhattan? Thank you.
Hmm. No, we're not, frankly, to answer that. And I do have something related to Abbey Gate coming up in just a minute. Mark, good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob and Greg. Happy birthday, Greg. If I'm doing math correctly, we need to do a little segment of When I'm 64 from the Beatles. But what's bugging me is that it's not just Instagram and Facebook. When my son was visiting earlier this summer, 85% of his waking hours, he was attached to his device playing Minecraft and Kerbal Space Program.
Yep, that's a good point. Yep. And it's not the only ones. Addiction's addiction, that smartphone. It'll weave its way into your life. Thanks for everybody's participation at 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up, socialism is on the Florida ballot. Details next. Let's pump it up, my friends. Another day, another opportunity to crush it. Brothers and sisters, let's get it. Get it. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 735 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Socialism is on the ballot. Republicans in Florida are taking aim at the socialism heading into November. Yeah, you got David Jolly, and you got Angie Nixon, the candidate for Senate. I told you just for just for comedic, alone for just for what she could add to the show.
Uh-huh.
I was going to kind of lean toward her, but then I realized that a position in the Senate should be taken extremely seriously. There's only 100 of them.
Yeah, and probably should be someone who's a little more mature, a little more adult. Not so cray-cray.
She's
out there.
She is a woman on a mission with a bullhorn that doesn't always have good information and facts on her side. Republican Party of Florida Wednesday sought to cast a general election as more of a contest between individual candidates, framing it instead choice between Florida's current conservative direction and a Democratic Party that Republicans say is embracing a larger role for government. Republicans say? No.
Okay.
Everybody say it be fact. We all say it be fact.
What'd you be saying, Bob?
What I'm trying to say is that, yes, we're not guessing that there are socialist ties. Did you hear that AOC renewed her subscription or whatever it is, her membership with the DSA?
No.
Yeah.
I thought she was kind of trying to do the distance thing.
She was for a while, but the DSA came out and said, well, she left us. So we won't support her in a presidential bid.
Wow.
So, again, attempting to be all things to all people. Mm-hmm. And, that big tent they always talk about.
Uh-huh.
Yep, she's in a tent with the DSA now.
Wow.
With sleeping bags and whatever else.
Shouldn't be surprised, I guess.
No. So, anyway, with Jolly Nixon, socialism is on the Florida ballot, and they point to experiences of Floridians who fled Cuba, Venezuela. Homework. If you are Cuban-American, Venezuelan, American, whatever, if you escaped any kind of like these oppressive type governments that started out, maybe it was socialism, it's going to be good. We're all going to share the wealth. Yeah. Instead, you share the misery. You need to go out and you need to talk to people.
I have too many friends who are from these countries who tell me what it was really like, and they're like, no.
Please, please tell people the truth.
Yeah.
What it is all about. If you suffered under Castro, or maybe even your parents did, it probably has been, you know, burned into your memory, and you need to get that message out to people. They need to hear it, and not necessarily from, you know, politicians or partisans per se.
Right.
But you come to them with your life's experience, and you say, "Hey, look, I'm not telling you who to vote for. All I'm telling you is I lived the socialist, communism, you know, whatever, that kind of oppression." Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, they didn't ever sell it as something bad. They always sell it as something good.
Right.
Hey, I hate to make this kind of analogy, but I will. Do you think a child molester comes out and says, "Hey, little girl, I'm going to completely ruin your life. You're going to be in psychotherapy for the rest of your life. Your life will never be the same. Now, come on, get in my car. We're going to eat some candy."
Not
you
so
think
much.
They do that?
No.
What do? They tell you everything you want to hear. "Oh, you're so pretty. You're so nice. Hey, can you help me? Can you?" What do they come off as sweet? Well, it's exactly what the Democrats are doing. "Hey, I've got something. Hey, I've got something free for you. Don't you want your college loans paid for? Hey, what about all that pesky health insurance you've been paying for or scrambling for because you're not getting it? Your employer maybe doesn't offer it, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. We're going to give it to you for free. Have you been to the grocery store lately? Those prices are crazy. We're going to build grocery stores where we lower the prices, well, artificially. Well, it's a thing called subsidies, but don't worry, you're not going to pay for it. Subsidies, that's all for wealthy people to pay for." Well, no, what you really mean is anybody with a job.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. Of course they sing the sweet song in your ear. Uh-huh. What is it? The siren song. Do you know where that comes from? Like Greek mythology. There's an area, and they're told to cover their ears. Uh-huh. Because otherwise they want to jump in the water and swim to this little island. Why do they want to swim there? Because there's beautiful women that are naked, and they're singing beautifully. Who wouldn't want? You've been on a ship. Who wouldn't jump in the water?
And then you get there.
And you're dead.
Yeah.
That's the siren song. That's what they do. That's how they gain. They try to gain your trust. They want you to go, "Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're the wealthiest country in the world. Your health care should be taken care of." Like Bernie Sanders was out saying, like Finland and Denmark and in Switzerland. But they never tell you what the tax rates are in those countries.
Of course not.
And I'm talking just about on your paycheck. I'm not talking about the heavy gasoline taxes and the other taxes. Just on your paycheck. You've got a tax rate that is in the high 50s to 60s percentile.
So if they tax you enough, they can give you something for free.
Yeah, and is it ever as good as what the private sector can offer through, you know, competition and innovation? And when it comes to health care, I think I would want the best of the best working in healthcare. But yeah, they don't ever tell you the real story behind it. Mm-hmm. And by the way, those are real socialist light examples.
Right.
And by the way, the only reason they can even still afford to do some of that stuff is because they had a post-World War II heavy, heavy capitalist attitude and capitalism. And so, you know, they as countries, they became wealthy enough to where they could go into this more socialistic experiment. But, the chickens have come back to roost, and they're all paying for it, and the taxation rate is incredible. So, and then the other side of it is, do you really want to expand the size and scope of government? Are there really people out there that go, "You know, we were talking around the kitchen table, and we all agreed, if the government would just get a little bit bigger, our lives would be better." I've never heard that conversation, and I've been around a lot of kitchen tables.
I'll bet.
So, what in the world are you voting for? Look, there's no such thing as a free lunch, okay? It's all going to be paid for. I get my college loans paid for, and guess what? Now you're in the workforce for the rest of your life, paying it back one way or another. Mm-hmm. Again, no free lunches. Whatever happened to that? Where's grandma? Don't take any wooden nickels, boy. Young man, if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
It's true.
Young man, if you lay down with dogs, you'll probably catch fleas or an STD.
That was a nice way of saying it.
Yeah, thanks, Granny.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Granny moves to the villages. None of it makes sense.
And nobody's there to give you good advice.
Hey, Indians in the news. Native Americans, I guess I should say.
Indigenous peoples, Bob.
Yes. Yeah. Couple of stories. One of them is Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Rodney Scott announced his agency will move forward with a planned 62-mile border infrastructure project known as the Tucson 5 Project in Arizona. Now, they're building a wall. Okay, that's not controversial anymore, is it?
Shouldn't
Here's
be.
The problem. It's on Native American land, kind of.
Okay.
This you might not even know, because I didn't. Tohono O'odham Tribe. The reservation consists of 2.8 million acre landmass along the U.S.-Mexico border in southern Arizona. Well, guess what? The tribe has members on both sides of the border. And we're going back centuries.
Right.
According to the tribe, several thousand tribal members reside in 17 communities in Mexico, directly across the border from the reservation in the U.S. So how do you deal with it? Supposedly, you're like your own sovereign nation, right?
But you're in two different countries.
Yeah. So back in 1907, they established the Roosevelt easement. That designated a 60-foot-wide strip of land as federal property. And they set that aside, that strip of land, actually, to help combat smuggling all the way back in 1907.
Wow.
So does smuggling go on now? Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
So they want to build a wall through there, and the tribe is fighting it hard. But, I mean, aren't they already separated by an international border with their brothers, so to speak, on the other side?
Yeah,
can they travel freely across it?
You would think they would be able to. A wall could be problematic.
I mean, as long as you could get into the reservation in some capacity, then you have free reign to cross the, you know what I mean, international border.
I have reservations.
Unfettered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something to think about.
Yeah.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got your top stories, one of them being that awful flooding that is going on in Tibet and Nepal. More on that coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Yes, dawn is breaking. It's going to be another gorgeous day in paradise. Welcome to it. We are so entirely blessed, are we not?
Absolutely.
So fortunate here.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning and welcome at 7:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy birthday, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yep. And it doesn't matter how many. Numbers don't matter.
Uh-huh.
And so don't worry about it.
Okay.
People.
Yeah.
and you know who you are, maybe.
Right. And
hey, terrible tragedy. Hate that it happens on your birthday, but it actually happened yesterday. Tibet, Nepal.
Oh, the video is just crazy.
It is. No matter how descriptive I attempt to be, you really can't experience it the way that some video at least can give you. And that's just a small picture of it. It's just absolutely awful. There's hundreds of people missing. Death toll is, you know, approaching 300 already, and you know it's going to grow from there. Unfortunately, hate it. People in tour buses, literally, like the bus, the bridge, everything just goes.
Yeah,
and you can imagine when that bus settles somewhere, it's going to be covered with not
mud,
just water,
rocks,
but all kinds of.
Like the worst. It's like a flood disaster movie, the way that AI would make it be so over the top, except this is real.
And they're probably going to need some help, and we're going to help on the Nepal side. I can't really get into the Tibet side. That's controlled by the Chinese communists. But, you know, they value life so much. I'm sure they'll. Well, anyway. Actor Tim Curry, he has passed away at the age of 80, most famous for his role as Dr. Frankenfurter. And that was, you know, doing the time warp again, Rocky Horror Picture Show. And what was it, 1975 when it came out? But I would say it initially, I would say it had at least a good 6 or 7 year run late night in a lot of local theaters.
Oh, yeah. There was always, even most big cities, you'd at least find one theater that would run that, or one theater that would run that
at night
over and over and over and over. Yeah.
And the only thing that I think that probably brought it to an earlier end is that people were making such a mess.
Yeah.
It was just becoming kind of, you know, aggravating and irritating, I guess, to the people that own the theaters. It's kind of, I guess, one of the reasons why they quit doing it. And it was, began to fade as like a big cult thing.
Yeah.
I mean, when you grow up watching that kind of stuff and you go in the movie theater, you know, at some point you might get married and have kids. You're like, yeah, I don't really have time for that.
Exactly. We're not taking the kids.
Got some odds and sods for you. NFL great Tom Brady. You know why somebody that wealthy wants to be in any kind of business?
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, I don't want any headaches at all. You know?
Yeah.
He's a broadcaster.
Sure.
I get he still wants to stay busy. You want to be productive. So you get a paycheck out of it. It's all good, right? But he had to open up a trading card business. And again, you can do whatever you want. It's America.
Sure. Right.
But to me, that would just be one more aggravating thing. You wonder if he just... I bet you he was helping a buddy out and probably said, you run it and you know, you give me 10% or whatever. But this was in Northern California, you know, where he's originally from. Apparently it was ransacked. And it was just a week after it opened. It's like you have a grand opening one day and it, you know, next day looters broke in there.
Oh my
Brady's goodness. Card vault shop on Palo Alto over the weekend, smashing a window, several display cases, before making off with 60 trading cards, but they're valued at over $12,000.
Wow.
The looters remain at large. If you don't know it by now, and we talked about the big card thing that they had at Celebration Point.
Yeah.
Over this past weekend and drew a lot of people because
it's big money.
Because trading cards are huge, whether it's sports cards or Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's the thing that I didn't quite understand. There's a control on like the new cards that are coming out.
Right.
Let's say you're a rookie or whatever. And so it automatically skyrockets the individual value of the card.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are savvy and follow all of that are making money on it, quite frankly.
And they will take that gamble, if you will, get it now, even if you got to pay a little more, because if they do well, if that player does well, oh, yeah.
And people buy, like, unopened, you know, packages.
Sure.
Like, buy the box load.
Absolutely. Just in case.
I mean, 10 times more than you ever had in your little card collection as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, when I assembled the entire 1968 Tigers World Championship team, you know, and that was probably about in 1971 or two when I put all that together. Once I had all those cards, I was done collecting. It's like, I got my team, I'm cool. I mean, I still had plenty more.
Sure.
I'm just saying I didn't go out look for any more.
They end up in your bike spokes.
Yeah. I mean, the bubble gum was good.
Oh, yeah. Usually dry and cracked, but other than that.
No, it didn't matter.
I know.
Right?
I know.
7:56 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And gun control support seems to be diminishing even further. I'll explain coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Happy Thursday.